VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. As the partial government shutdown approaches the three-week mark, a key U.S. senator says it's time for President Trump to invoke emergency powers to get the money to build the border wall with Mexico. We get more from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says House Democrats won't budge on their refusal to authorize billions of dollars for a barrier at the U.S.-Mexico border. The Senate won't take up alternative legislation, and he says Congress is stuck and it's time for someone to act.
If the end game is an emergency declaration by the president, do it now. Let's see if it works. If it doesn't work, then you'll do something else.
Meanwhile, the White House has directed the Army Corps of Engineers to look at their disaster relief emergency funding to see if it could be used to build a wall, money earmarked for disaster relief after hurricanes, fires, and floods. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
A man and a teenager captured in separate incidents this past week by Kurdish forces in Syria and identified as U.S. citizens fighting for the Islamic State terror group are likely not Americans. A U.S. official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity due to the sensitivity of the information said Thursday that 16-year-old Suley Noah Su is not a U.S. citizen. Kurdish fighters with the Syrian Kurdish People's Protection Units announced Su's capture Wednesday. A YPG news release said Su was one of eight IS foreign fighters taken into custody during a special operations mission earlier in the week. YPG officials said the fighters were part of a group planning attacks to slow down the advance of Kurdish forces against the remnants of the terror group's self-proclaimed caliphate. Tens of thousands of Argentines marched through Buenos Aires Thursday, carrying torches in the first of a series of planned protests against the president's austerity program and soaring cost of public services. This is VOA News. President Trump's longtime personal lawyer says he'll testify publicly before Congress next month. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Michael Cohen says he'll appear before the House Oversight and Reform Committee, which is looking into hush money payments during the 2016 race to women who claimed having had affairs with Trump. In a written statement, Cohen says he looks forward to a chance to give a full and credible account of the events which have transpired. His testimony will come less than a month before he reports to prison after being sentenced for lying to Congress about his role in a Trump business proposal in Russia. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is taking jabs at both Iran and the Obama administration's Mideast policies while overseas. AP correspondent Matt Small.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has scathing words for the Obama administration's Mideast policies, calling them misguided.
The age of self-inflicted American shame is over.
While speaking in Egypt, Pompeo says the Trump administration offers what he calls a new beginning, adding the U.S. has learned from its mistakes.
We've rediscovered our voice. We've rebuilt our relationships. We've rejected false overtures from our enemies.
Signaling more pressure ahead on Iran until it stops what U.S. officials describe as its malign activities. Matt Small, Washington.
Three Russian companies have cut ties to a sanctioned oligarch and will not be under U.S. sanctions themselves. That's according to Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin. Mnuchin appeared before the House of Representatives, where a number of Democrats want the Trump administration to postpone lifting sanctions against the three firms. In a statement issued before the meeting with Congress, Mnuchin said that Oleg Deripaska will remain under U.S. sanctions, but the three companies he controlled will not. Mnuchin assured lawmakers that the Trump administration will keep a close watch on the firms, promising that if they fail to comply with the terms to end the sanctions, they will face very real and swift consequences, including the reimposition of sanctions. Taiwan has appointed Hsu Hsien-Cheng as premier, according to the president, Friday, as she moved to shore up support after the defeat of her pro-independence party in local elections last year. November's election trouncing presence presents a major challenge to Tsai, who faced mounting domestic criticism over her reform agenda while facing renewed threats from China, which considers the self-ruled island its own. Hsu is a former premier appointed in 2006 by the then-president and was a chairman of Tsai's Democratic Progressive Party for two terms. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.